Greetings again, my dear, wonderful, beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, March the 9th, 2014. What we want to do now is go and continue our teaching and sharing in the book of Revelation so that we may understand how we are to conduct ourselves in the last days of a no good, rotten system. We must understand that it is that we have duties, we have responsibilities in these times. We have responsibilities for and towards our sisters and brothers of the human family. We have responsibilities towards ourselves, that it is our duty to understand our identity, to understand ourselves, to understand our role in the universe, to understand what we must do collectively in order that we may change the systems of this world, to delete the corruption out of government institutions and system, to overcome the corruption that is in the earth and eradicate that corruption out of ourselves and out of government institutions, systems, so that we may live a life of tranquility and peace. We are in the verse 20 of the chapter 3 of the book of Revelation. Yahushua is speaking. And remember, we're not only speaking of the flesh and blood man, but we are understanding deeper the flesh and blood as being the mass material matter, the mass material and matter of the universe, ourselves included in that reality, the mass material and matter of the universe is the flesh and the blood of the Most High, is the flesh and blood of Yahushua. Yahushua has definition. And so when we go into the definition of the word Yahushua, then we can understand that we are to become Yahushua, and the definitions of the word Yahushua are the very fabric of the universe and are the flesh and blood that is the universe, ourselves included. Yahushua is defined as health, wealth, and prosperity. Those attributes and characteristics of the universe that have been denied the mass of the people. The masses of the people have been denied health care, have been denied wealth, have been denied prosperity. That which is the universe is prosperous, full of prosperity and wealth, full of health. The science of the universe is the science of life and health and wealth and prosperity, and no human being should be denied equal access to these realities of the universe. So because the ruling class and ruling families have denied the masses health, wealth, and prosperity of the universe, then we must be delivered, and we must have liberty and liberation from such a terrible condition as being denied the health, wealth, and prosperity of the universe. So liberty and deliverance are also the definitions of Yahushua. Yahushua is also defined as vengeance, because the Most High, if we do not follow the science of the universe, then we invite the vengeance of the Most High on ourselves. And when we, as the human family, suffer all manner of calamities, all manner of calamitous situations in our lives, that represents the vengeance of the Most High and the punishing power of the Most High on ourselves, because Jehovah is defined as existing and living, the existing one. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to the Lord Jehovah as begetting and conceiving, because scientifically Yahuwah is father and mother, giving birth to the universe, cutting out the universe from out of the self of Jehovah. Jehovah, father and mother, reached into themselves, reached into the waters of noon and cut us out. Cut out the planetary beings, cut out the star constellations, cut out the nebula, the gaseous reality. Cut us out of the self of the Most High. We are cut from and cut out of the self of the Most High. So, because we are cut out of and from the self of the Most High, we must honor the self of the Most High through living a life in accord with existing and living. The principles of the universe are the principles of living and existing. Haya is the word that is the root of Jehovah, Yahuwah. Haya means to be, to exist, to live. So we're talking about that power, that entity, that is energy and spirit that caused us to come into being. So when we go against the nature of the universe, when we create systems and corrupt the systems and corrupt government and corrupt institutions, we create a system that is antithetical to living and life. And so this system is a system of death. It short circuits life. It cuts you down before your time. It creates all manner of circumstances that facilitate warfare, bloodshed, and death and hell. So we want to know how to overcome such systems. How do we delete and exterminate the corruption out of ourselves, out of our spirit, mind, body, and soul, so that we can then eradicate the corruption out of the government, out of the institutions, out of the systems, out of the universe, so that we can live in tranquility and peace. So Jesus, Yahushua, those principles are speaking here. The principles of health, wealth, and prosperity, liberty, deliverance, and vengeance. All of these principles are speaking and saying, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And we talked about that door being the entryway into the spirit, mind, body, and soul of the human being. And that door was feminine. Do I recall that? That door is a word, thera, that is feminine. So the human family, we said the last time we were in Revelation that the human family, that feminine power in the human family. See, the human family has feminine attributes and masculine attributes, matching the universe, because we are cut out of the universe, cut out of the Most High. The Most High gave birth to us by cutting us out from the self of the Most High. The Most High is father and mother, masculine and feminine, giving birth to life, cutting life out of the self of the Most High. And so the universe is constructed on masculine and feminine polarity. And the human family, we are masculine and feminine. We have masculine and feminine attributes. And so this door is the feminine side of the human family. When you want to enter a society, you enter through the feminine. When you want to enter into the heart of the family, if you can get to the feminine, if you can get to the woman, if you can get to the girls, and then the girls and the woman and the feminine invite you in and then say to the masculine, they're okay. We've let them in. They have entryway into our hearts. This is why in warfare, the woman is the prize. The feminine, they are the prize. The invader always wants, they always want to destroy the male, destroy the masculine, and control the feminine, control the women and the girls. And so it is up to the men, it is up to the masculine to always protect the feminine, protect the woman, protect the girls, create an atmosphere so that the feminine, I've been listening to my brother, Dr. Phil Valentine, and I will have that video that I viewed online in which he talks about the responsibility of, I would say, the sacred and divine masculine is responsible for creating a tranquil and peaceful atmosphere so that the sacred and divine feminine may operate to the fullest capacity of the sacred and divine feminine, so that masculine and feminine may together produce life. See, we want to understand how to overcome this system of death, this system of hell, this system of destruction. So we must go into the scientific study of our African ancestors and study and understand the responsibilities and duties of the sacred and divine masculine and the sacred and divine feminine. So entryway into the human family by way of the sacred and divine feminine. Yahushua is knocking on the door, stands at the door and knocks. And so when you get to the word knock, that is a verb. It means to knock, and at the door. Let's listen to the pronunciation.
Strong's G 2925, cruo, cruo.
So the principles of that are the definitions of Yahushua are knocking at the door. And further in the Thayer's Greek lexicon explanation, you have the idea of knocking with a heavy blow, to knock with the knuckles, to knock at the door, to knock. And so, sisters and brothers, our hearts want to see Yahushua permeate the earth, permeate our neighborhoods, permeate our families, permeate our spirit, mind, body, and soul. And so in order to understand Yahushua, you have to go beyond the usual interpretation of Yahushua as Jesus as we get in the church. You have to take it upon yourselves to investigate the definitions so that when we understand the definitions, then we will know the principles that are the definitions of Yahushua that are knocking at our heartstrings, knocking at the door that is our spirit, mind, body, soul, and heart. All of us want to see the human family prosperous, wealthy, and healthy, and delivered and liberated. It says further, if any man would hear my voice, this is Yahushua speaking, and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him and he with me. And right off the bat, this word him and he is also defined as she and her, autos. So we're talking about men and women opening our hearts, opening that feminine doorway to ourselves, that we may dine with Yahushua, that we may sup with Yahushua, that we may become Yahushua. Yahushua stands at the door and knocks, and if any man, the word any is tis, it means certain one, sometime, a while, any man. And the word man is, or that's any man. So if any man hear, the word hear, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G-191, Akuo. Akuo.
To be endowed with the faculty of hearing, not deaf. So Yahushua is speaking to us. The principles of health, wealth, and prosperity are speaking to us. The principles of liberation, liberty, and deliverance are speaking to us. And also vengeance is speaking to us, because if we do not work for health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, and deliverance, vengeance is also at the door, because we must get up and stand up and fulfill our oaths that we made to the Most High while we were yet in the waters of noon. In Jeremiah 1 and 5, the Most High knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, before consummation, before conception. We were alive as light beings, as waters of noon, as the seed of life, germ of life in the womb of Nanet, as the waters of noon, receiving teaching from the Most High, having relationship with the Most High. And so we begged the Most High to prepare a body for us that we may come into the earth realm and fulfill our oaths that we made and pledged to the Most High. So it is our job to listen to the Most High in the earth realm as we are living in the earth realm and operating in the earth realm, we are supposed to have a support system. Our parents, our family members, our neighbors and communities. See, the plan of the Most High is that we have a support system that is structured to enable us to hear the voice of the Most High. So that inner voice is supposed to listen to the voice of Yahushua. Listen to the principles of health, wealth, and prosperity. Liberty, deliverance. Do we not hear the voice of Yahushua in the universe telling us that we must be about our father's and mother's business of liberating the human family? This word here is also defined as to attend to consider what is or has been said, to understand, to perceive the sense of what is said. Let's hit this word sense, S-E-N-S-E, the sense of what is said. This word sense is defined as a faculty by which the body perceives an external stimulus. One of the faculties of sight, smell, hearing, we're talking about hearing now, taste and touch. But sense is also a feeling that something is the case. So the feeling that Yahushua is transmitting to us. Remember the waters of noon? That water is able to conduct and transmit light. Yahushua represents Atum. Atum in scripture is called Christ. Christ. Atum. The modern day scientists refer to that power as atoms. And they break the atom further down into protons, neutrons, and electrons. And when you study the proton, you're studying the Y chromosome. When you study the neutron, you're studying that life that is in the womb. When you study the electrons, you're studying mitochondria DNA. The mitochondria DNA electron is the feminine. The Y chromosome proton is the masculine. The neutron is that life, male or female, baby that is growing. So this represents the atom. This represents the atom. This represents the power of Christ to effect life and be the life that is growing in the womb of the universe, to be the word. See, the word is also like atoms. The word is also like atom. The word is Christ. That word that is emitted into our ear, that we must listen to, that we must perceive, that we must understand, that we must even go into the feeling that is wrapped into the word. The feeling that is wrapped in the word that we are hearing, listening, and perceiving and understanding. What is the feeling that Yahushua wants us to understand? What feelings arise when we look at our sisters and brothers of the human family? Suffering untold sufferings, suffering under warfare and bloodshed, suffering under a terrible system of death, hell, and destruction. What feelings do we get? What feelings do we understand from Yahushua? What feelings do we get when we hear about, in Afghanistan, a reporter among the dead in a wave of New Year's attacks. Afghanistan has seen a wave of attacks around surrounding the New Year's holiday of Nowruz. Today, three people killed when attackers threw an explosive filled bottle at a Nowruz ceremony in Kandahar in Afghanistan. What is driving the human family to kill one another? What are the feelings that human beings are feeling? That what are the emotions that we are feeling when we kill and destroy one another? Poor working class people being driven to destroy other poor working class people. There was a bombing in Afghanistan some time ago, a few weeks ago, where the CIA, the military of the West, let me see if I can find that. The military accidentally killed five people, I believe it was in Afghanistan. NATO airstrike kills five soldiers in accidental bombing in Afghanistan. NATO, that military wing of the European Union, of America and the West, that NATO, that they were trying to get the Ukraine to join NATO under the old leadership through joining the European Union. That NATO, this group of nations who came together after World War II, or during that time period of World War II, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, America, Europe, and the West, outside of those that were allied with Germany. So when you join NATO, you pledge to kill and destroy human beings so that the House of Rothschild and the banksters may be able to control land, wealth, and resources. How does that make us feel? So Yahushua wants us to examine the condition of the human family and feel the feeling that Yahushua feels in looking out at the human family and having pity on the human family and wanting the human family to experience health, wealth, prosperity, liberation, and deliverance. Can we sense, can we perceive the sense of Yahushua? Do we have love, and do we sense and have feeling for the human family? Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.